You're listening to His Time. I'm Eddie Bates. It is Friday, July 10th, 7:30 Central Time. Joining me in studio this morning, Aaron Rich, registered dietitian and nutrition educator with the St. Louis District Dairy Council. Aaron, welcome back to His Time.
Thank you.
Glad to have you in studio today. It is July. Now, June, we celebrated June Dairy Month.
Yes. Celebrated all things dairy.
All things dairy.
Yes.
And today we are, well, July began a new observation.
It did. New period for the Dairy Council. July is ice cream month, National Ice Cream Month.
Who does not like National Ice Cream Month?
Right? It is probably my favorite month of the summer.
Does that mean you get to have ice cream every day?
As a dietitian, I want to answer that differently than a lover of ice cream. So, in moderation.
Ice cream fits.
There we go.
Wow. So how did National Ice Cream Month come about?
So it started 31 years ago in 1984, and President Ronald Reagan declared ice cream to be the most perfect dessert and said July would be National Ice Cream Month. So I couldn't agree more. So for over 30 years now, we've been taking time out in July just to say, enjoy some ice cream. It's a great dessert. And there's even an ice cream day. It's the third Sunday in July, Sunday, pun intended, I'm sure. Third Sunday is ice cream day. Yes.
All right. So July 19th is ice cream day. It's National Ice Cream Month. Any ideas? Do you know anything about the history of ice cream? I don't know. I know that's probably kind of a tough question, but
the history of ice. I mean, I know the history of the ice cream cone. Ice cream itself, though, has been around a lot longer. And has anyone made ice cream before? Have you done it with the brine around the outside?
Yeah.
On the inside, it's quite an involved process. Now they've got machines that'll do it for you.
Right.
As far as when it was very first invented, I'm not sure of the introduction of ice cream to the world.
Who came up with this idea that you freeze cream and what makes up ice cream?
So it's milk. Mm-hmm. So now there's regular milk, non-fat milk, cream. Mm-hmm. There's sugar involved, obviously.
Yes.
And then it's evolved to the point now where we use some emulsifiers, and emulsifiers help keep all the ingredients mixed with throughout.
Keep it smooth instead of clumping up.
Yeah, and then stabilizers as well. And those two actually work together, and they keep things smooth, even consistency, add some creaminess as well, and they help prevent melting. So without those, we would get, I think we'd end up with cream and sugar pretty quickly, especially in July. Well, I don't know. This weather right now is not scorching, but
yeah, that's true. You can take an ice cream cone outside today, and it's probably not going to melt.
It's not going to melt quite as quickly. No.
Maybe this afternoon, but not this morning. So who comes up with this idea that you put some cream and sugar together and freeze it, but you churn it so that it stays nice and smooth?
A genius.
Exactly.
A genius.
And then they started adding flavors to
it. And vanilla. Now you can get anything.
Mm-hmm.
You can go to the ice cream aisle and you've got concoctions that you could only dream of. And then I know there's some areas even around here that make their own ice cream, and the combination of flavors is so they add like chili and chocolate together, or lavender or sage and that type of thing. Flavors that you wouldn't associate with dessert usually, or at least ice cream, and it really changes the flavor profile.
One of my local favorites, and I can only have like a spoon or two of it, is a bacon.
A bacon one?
It's chocolate ice cream with little tiny bits of real bacon in it.
That maple in it too?
Yes.
Just chocolate and bacon?
Yeah, there's a hint of maple in it as well. Restaurant here in Webster. Yeah.
That's the thing now, bacon.
It is.
And you can do... That's the great thing about dairy foods. Anyways, they pair really well with a lot of things. Milk, cheese, and yogurt, we know we can eat them with fruit. We know we can eat it with vegetables. We know we can have it with whole grains. That doesn't really change with ice cream either. It just kind of changes how we do it.
Right. You could do savory or sweet.
And yeah, you can. Yeah. And that, a lot of people do like that combination of sweet sweet and salty, sweet and salted caramel is has become so big these days too. That's probably one of my favorite flavors right now.
And I think that's just it. That's what the draw is with the bacon flavor as well. I mean, this has real chunks of little bacon in it, but it's that salty sweet.
Mm-hmm.
We went to dinner with some friends last night and they had what they called millionaire bacon or something like that. It was bacon that had been coated in brown sugar and then baked a little bit more so it caramelized.
Caramelized. It's like candied bacon.
It was. Mm. I couldn't eat. I just like tasted
that's
it.
That's another one of those things. It's moderation.
But that's not one of those healthy things. So how does ice cream or can ice cream fit into a healthy diet?
Absolutely it can. I, as a dietitian, eat ice cream guilt-free because moderation is the key. So a half cup is the serving size. That's the challenge sometimes is it's about the size of a tennis ball. So maybe ordering one scoop instead of two or getting the individual sizes at the grocery store, that kind of helps you, forces you to portion control if that's something you struggle with. You can buy something that's already portioned out for you, which I really enjoy.
The things that I think that are portioned out is really like five portions.
One that has four in it, apparently. Yeah. Or you could do something even like ice cream sandwiches where you're one and done.
That's true.
And you can make some too. And the thing about ice cream is it is made from dairy. So it does have a bit of a nutrition edge. What I mean by that is when you do eat it, it's still a dessert. So that's the first and foremost most important thing to remember. But when you do choose ice cream over, say, a brownie or a cake or cookies, you are getting phosphorus and calcium and protein. You're getting some of this nutrition that dairy offers. I wouldn't consider it a serving of dairy, but you do get that those nutrients, which are important for your health.
I think one of my favorite treats is homemade ice cream sandwiches.
Those are so good. And there's something going around right now where you can roll out cookie dough for the cookies. And it's like raw cookie dough with ice cream in between.
Oh, you just eat the raw cookie dough.
They have recipes too where the cookie dough you don't make with egg too. That's right up my alley. So they have a lot of different ones. I made an ice cream cake with ice cream sandwiches before. Mm-hmm. And you just lay those out and layer them. And that's so good and so easy.
I saw that on YouTube, I think, recently.
Yeah.
Someone made it was like a last minute ice cream cake. And it was just like a box or two of ice cream sandwiches. And then did they put frosting or ice cream on the outside of it too?
Or you could even do like whipped topping.
What they did. Yeah. Now, when it comes to ice cream, first of all, what's your favorite flavor?
Oh gosh.
I know you mentioned
cookie
dough.
Imagine if I had kids, this would be like picking a favorite kid. Maybe that's easier than I think it is. It is, I really like salted caramel. I like that sweet and savory. Mm-hmm. I like mint chocolate chip too. I really like Reese's Cups, so anything with that mixed in is good. I can't
isn't
discriminate.
That like Bunny Tracks or
yes.
Moose Tracks or something like that.
Those are good too. It's got like the fudge ribbon through it too. I really like ice cream, so I'm non-discriminatory when it comes to that. But I will tell you, I do gravitate towards vanilla, like most Americans now, vanilla base more than chocolate.
Really?
Vanilla, year after year after year, has been voted the number one flavor of ice cream by Americans. And I think it is because it's that base. Mm-hmm. You can mix anything in, or you can have it with other desserts, a warm brownie or a piece of pie or something like that. Scoop of vanilla ice cream with that.
Do you ever put fruit on your ice cream?
I do. There's those frozen yogurt places. Mm-hmm. And I try and do the fruit. Sometimes I'll go way the other way and it's all cookie dough. But I do. Because
confessions of a dietitian.
Moderation. But the thing is with ice cream and fruit is that's a really good way to sneak another serving of fruit in. The fact that you're eating it with ice cream does not negate all of the nutrition that fruit offers. And that's I really like it with berries and pineapple and all of that. And so good.
And we're talking about the fresh fruit, not the fruit like soaked in
syrup,
yeah, in that glaze.
Yes. Still considering the comparison of some of the other options, still a healthier option, but yes, fresh fruit on top of vanilla ice cream or something like that is, there's nothing quite like it.
I love either fresh berries, like you said, raspberries or blueberries, strawberries, any of those on vanilla ice cream, or frozen yogurt. But that's a whole different month. That's not this month. This is ice cream month.
Well, if you want to celebrate by going and having frozen yogurt, you're still getting nutrition from the dairy. There's such a difference. If you go down the aisle, you might see something that's labeled ice cream. You might see something that's labeled frozen yogurt, custard, gelato, frozen dairy dessert, sherbet. There's so many different things in there, and those are kind of categorized based on their ingredients. Ice cream's federally regulated. You have to have 10% milk fat to be considered ice cream. So when you start altering that fat content, then it's called something else. Frozen custard has to have that 10%. It also has to have milk egg yolk solids. It makes it a little more rich.
I see.
So that's the difference there. And then frozen yogurt is made with, actually does have that cultured milk in it. It just can be lower in fat.
Huh. So that's why frozen yogurt is quite often one of those recommended as a healthier option in some places.
It depends on what your nutrition goals are, because when you take that fat out, you have to replace it with something, and a lot of times it's sugar.
Ah.
So frozen yogurt might be labeled as low-fat or fat-free, but they don't really talk about the sugar content of it because they've replaced that flavor with something. So it's still a dessert, but you do still get all of those benefits because it is made with milk.
Good to know. Good to think about. We have more ice cream to talk about.
Yes.
In just a little bit, we need to take a quick break. We're talking with Aaron Rich, nutrition educator at St. Louis District Dairy Council. You're listening to His Time on Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.
You've discovered Worldwide KFUO. Now discover how easy it is to listen to KFUO where you are. Discover our online stream and on-demand programs that allow you to listen where, when, and how you want. Discover how easy it is to listen on your radio, smartphone, Wi-Fi radio, and other listening devices. You've discovered the Christ-centered message that KFUO proclaims daily in both word and song. We are KFUO, the messenger of good news.
Hi, my name is Julie. I'm from Hamel, Illinois. I am a KFUO day sponsor because I value KFUO and all it provides for me on a daily basis. Programs like morning prayer help teach me and strengthen my faith each day. Whether I'm at my desk or in my car or in the kitchen, I am always able to hear the gospel preached on my radio, which I really need. I also like being a day sponsor because I'm able to dedicate a day to my father for his birthday, and he likes to get that for his present. It's a way for me to show my parents that I'm grateful to them for having me baptized, and I hope this encourages listeners to support KFUO, especially during this special anniversary celebration, and so we can keep KFUO going another 90 years. Thank you.
This is Mary Schmidt. To be a day sponsor, call me 314-996-1518.
The Consortium for Classical Lutheran Education invites all pastors, teachers, administrators, and homeschoolers to our conference hosted by Messiah Lutheran Classical Academy in Keller, Texas, July 14 through 16. Learn more about what is good, true, and beautiful from speakers including Dr. Kenneth Calvert, Dr. E. Christian Kopf, and Dr. Jean Edward Veith. Register now at ccle.org, ccle.org.
You're listening to His Time. I'm Andy Bates. It is Friday, July 10th, and July is National Ice Cream Month. We're talking with Aaron Rich, nutrition educator with the St. Louis District Dairy Council, and one of my favorite things, ice cream. So we get to have fun with that in July, and we were just talking about some of our favorite flavors and ways to enjoy ice cream. We're talking about and keeping it in moderation and healthy as well by adding fruit as one of the toppings when you're going with that base vanilla. One of my favorite ways to add fruit, I don't know how healthy this is, I'll take frozen cherries and heat them up in the microwave so they're nice and hot, almost like a cherry compote.
Mm-hmm.
So the juice kind of runs out of them, and then and just pour that over vanilla ice cream.
Oh yeah, man, it gets a little melty, and oh, that sounds delicious.
Yeah, I may or may not throw in some chocolate chips.
I mean, there's a lot of research out there about the flavonoids and dark chocolate or something like that, right?
That's true, and we go with the healthier choice for chocolate chips. Not a lot of sugar in them. When it comes to flavors, you said that vanilla is always voted the top flavor. What are some of the other top flavors?
Up there is still chocolate, strawberry, Neapolitan is still in there. And I think maybe for birthday parties, that ends up being a pretty safe bet because you got a little something for everyone. Mm-hmm. Cookies and cream. Now, mint chocolate chip is on the rise, too. And I'm convinced.
You're voting for mint chocolate chip.
I'm convinced I will see cookie dough in there. It's so popular. I think it'll end up on the list at some point as well.
Very good. Well, I like most of those flavors as well. I like vanilla and chocolate. I have never was a fan of Neapolitan as a kid, and I never could say Neapolitan anyway as a child. And not a big fan of strawberry as a child either. I don't know why, but cookies and cream didn't come about until I was older. That wasn't really popular.
Now there's all these fancy flavors.
Right, yeah. Ice cream's so fancy now.
It is.
With bacon in it. We talked a little bit about the differences in frozen desserts, like ice cream, custard, frozen yogurt, and there are even different grades of ice cream, right?
Right, yes. So that you might see things like super premium, regular.
I feel like I'm at the gas station.
Economy, yes. And what that does is that grading is the richness of it, and you meet certain standards. So I mentioned that ice cream's got to have 10% milk fat to be called ice cream. That is across the board, regardless of this grade that we're giving it. But it also is required to have a certain amount of overrun or not too much. Overrun is when they incorporate air. So air can add smoothness, evens out the texture, but there's a regulation so that we don't buy a gallon of ice cream with a half gallon worth of ice cream in there. It's not so fluffed up. A gallon of ice cream can weigh no less than 4.5 pounds. So that is the standard. So let's say we start with super premium ice cream, the top tier of this fanciness. And that is the lowest amount of overrun. You're going to get the most bang for your buck there.
Right.
You also, because the
most dense ice cream.
It is the most dense. It'll be higher in fat, very rich, smooth, creamy. It tends to have the highest quality ingredients added to it as well. Premium, like you would imagine, is just kind of a step down. Still high quality ingredients, maybe a little bit more overrun incorporated, not too much more. Regular is the standard. You've got 10% milk fat. You've got the gallon, 4.5 pounds. Economy ice cream is the most cost efficient one. Mm-hmm. Those are the ones you can get those huge gallons. May not be the highest quality ingredients. It's still made with milk, still got a little bit of nutrition in it. It still has that 10% milk fat. Probably is going to be the one that is the lowest in price.
How do you know? Does it always say on the label if it's super premium?
Yes.
Premium,
those tend to. Those are big on the label. They want you to see that it is high quality.
The super premium.
The super premium, yes.
Are those the ones with the fancy flavors too, usually?
Sometimes, yeah. I mean,
I think even
the regular ones are getting pretty creative just to compete on the market too and appeal to the demand by customers. But yeah, those are the ones that you'll see the super.
Now, I had no idea that ice cream or dairy in general was so regulated. I mean, I didn't realize that ice cream was so regulated until you explained that, you know, ice cream has to contain at least 10% milk fat, and then the weight per, you know, in the carton, how much, you know, if you're buying a half gallon, would you say it has to be a minimum of 4.5 pounds?
For a gallon. Yeah.
That's really dense half gallon.
Yeah. That's a super premium half gallon.
I had no idea. So custard and frozen yogurt are regulated similarly as well?
They are regulated. Well, there isn't necessarily a definition for frozen yogurt.
I see.
It has cultured milk in it, but as far as fat content and sugar content, that is left up to the producer.
I see.
Custard is held to that 10% milk fat as well, and then it has to have 1.4% egg yolk solids, and that adds that richness to it. There is a definite smoother, richer quality to custard than there is to ice cream.
Speaking of custard, that's kind of a big thing here in St. Louis,
frozen
custard.
It is.
What's your favorite? Which one when you go over to that little stand here in St. Louis?
Oh.
And there are too many to choose
from. There are a lot. I worked at one in high school. And they told me I would get sick of it. And they're like, you'll stop eating it. I never got
sick of
it.
You worked at Ted Drew's?
No, I didn't work at that one. No, I worked at a different one. But Ted Drew's is so good. I actually really love the flavor of custard by itself. I think it's so rich and creamy. And it's such a... And I'm good with a scoop of custard.
Yeah.
I'll get it plain sometimes. Sometimes I'll get some toppings on it. Maybe nuts sometimes. Maybe fresh fruit. But I kind of like to enjoy custard for its flavor. It's very rich. I like that a lot.
I get the no sugar added one, and I just get the really tiny one.
The tiny one?
Yeah, whatever the smallest size is.
Self-regulating your
portions. When
I get
the bigger one, I end up, it's not.
I will finish anything. If I get the small, I'm not going
to
feel great barreling through the larger size, but I will do it if I have to. No drop wasted.
I don't want to waste food either. So how much ice cream do Americans consume in a year?
Americans love ice cream. I think there's a reason that we decided to give it a month. The average American consumes 22 pounds of ice cream every year.
Wow.
22 pounds. That is, what is that, like a toddler worth of ice cream? That comes out to about 872 million gallons sold every year.
Wow.
Ice cream's a huge industry. It sells about $21 billion annually in ice cream sales. It's a really big industry. About 9% of all the milk that is produced on dairy farms goes towards ice cream.
I had no idea. Wow. Well, we talked a little bit about what makes up ice cream. Milk or cream, we talked about premiums and that sort of thing. Anything else about the makeup of ice cream itself that stands out for you?
Well, you might see things that are reduced fat, light, low fat, fat-free. And that is also, that has a definition. And that goes for ice cream, but that goes for other products as well. Things that are labeled light versus low fat versus, and you might wonder what that means.
Right.
So reduced fat means that it has 25% less fat than the original product. So you're dealing with 75% of the fat amounts. So that goes for crackers or cheeses or ice cream.
Now, you mentioned earlier when we were talking about frozen yogurt, when they reduce the fat, when there's less fat, then it's replaced with something else usually, which is quite often sugar.
Could be sugar, could be stabilizers. Keep in mind, the more you're changing it, the more it's replaced with something that's maybe not quite as natural.
Now, how do you take the fat out of something like that?
So,
it's some complicated process.
It is a complicated process. What they might do, it starts at the beginning. They don't make ice cream and then say, all right, we're going to send it through this machine and pull out the fat. It'll start with fat-free products, fat-free milk.
I see.
That type of thing.
I see. Ice cream is made up of the real ice cream is made up of milk or cream and has at least 10% milk fat. Mm-hmm. Good to know.
So there's reduced fat, there's also light ice cream, and that's 50% less fat than the original product, or it has 33% fewer calories.
I see.
So that's what that means. And then low fat is always 3 grams of fat or less. Anything low fat has 3 grams of fat or less. So
reduced fat, light, or low fat.
And then fat-free is less than half a gram or less of ice cream of fat or less per ice cream. And that's per anything. Usually they can write zero on the label if it's under a half a gram.
I get suspicious of something like that. What doesn't have fat in it? That tastes good. I know. There are some things.
There's some fat-free frozen yogurt out there that I would keep eating.
What is, we talked about ice cream, custard, frozen yogurt. What's gelato?
Gelato has more sugar.
Okay.
A lot more sugar. It melts so quickly. That is also very rich because of its higher sugar content. It is a little bit lower in fat as well, but
because the sugar content is so high, it's one of those things that rarely even in moderation is what you're saying.
They actually do sell, I found this at the grocery stores, scoping out what we're working with here this month, and they do have individual size gelatos as well, which is really important for people who can't have it in the freezer without going back and thinking about it all day and keep eating and eating. Having a self-contained portion, that is a really good way to keep things in moderation. Mm-hmm. That's what I encourage a lot with anybody working on eating healthy. If moderation or portion control is an issue, limit yourself by function. You cannot eat more than what you have available to
right,
you.
Right, right. Yeah, don't buy things that, if you don't have them in your home, if you don't have access to them, then you're less likely
probably
to consume
them. Probably not going to eat them, exactly. So you could even find comparable things. So ice cream on occasion, especially in July, I would say, is perfectly fine. But still, during your day, there you have plenty of opportunities to get dairy in. And you are supposed to have 3 servings a day of dairy, so not quite the same as, say, frozen yogurt and fresh fruit, but you could get some yogurt or Greek yogurt or anything with fresh mm-hmm. fruit, too. And you can kind of mirror the nutrition there even more so and mm-hmm. give yourself something sweet and delicious as well.
Do you have a favorite recipe for homemade ice cream?
For homemade ice cream? I haven't made homemade ice cream since I was in college. So no, I don't really have a favorite recipe. We do have a recipe where you can make it in squeeze bags.
Mm-hmm. I've done that,
yeah. That, make your own that way. I like to leave that to the experts.
I've made it in zip bags before mm-hmm. where you put all the ingredients in a small zip bag.
Yes.
And then put that inside a larger bag with some ice and some salt. And then you just keep flipping it over and
yes.
over.
Yes. And then there's one too I saw where you can put it in a large coffee can and a smaller coffee can
and
you
just roll it.
Yeah. Yes. Really low labor. There.
That's a great idea.
Yes.
And that's something fun to do with kids during the summer, an
yes.
activity that's creative, and you put all the ingredients in the smaller container, and they have fun measuring out the ingredients.
Yeah,
it could be a math.
It can be math.
A math activity, yeah.
And there's a certain, I think, ownership kids take when they help make food.
Oh, absolutely.
It's a really good way to get them to try new things, ice cream or otherwise. If they're helping
right.
make it, they're probably more likely to give it a try.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. We had a blast doing the taste testing on Faith and Family last
fun.
Time you were here. That was a lot of fun. With just a minute or so, briefly, the little bit of the history of the ice cream cone. When did that come about?
Oh, the ice cream cone. So here in St. Louis, we like to think that 1904, St. Louis World's Fair, a man named Ernest Hamway had his waffle stand right next to the ice cream stand. The ice cream stand ran out of dishes, so he formed a cone with his waffle to help the ice cream man out. And the birth of the ice cream cone, or the waffle cone as we know it, happened. Turns out a few years before in New York, a man named Italo, I'm going to butcher his name, it is Italo
Marchioni,
I think is it. And it was 1896. He supposedly invented the ice cream cone and he received a patent in 1903. I like to think those are probably the cardboard tasting ice cream cones. And in St. Louis, we got the delicious waffle cone.
Well, I'm sure somebody found it on the internet at that time and that's how they figured it out and
right?
stole his idea. Aaron, thank you so much for coming over and celebrating National Ice Cream Day with us. It's always fun to talk with you, and I always gain some healthy knowledge as well to help me be a good steward of this body and a good parent for my son. Thanks so much for sharing with us. STLDairyCouncil.org. We can find more information
yes.
there as well.
Yes, or you can go to our Facebook page, which is just STL Dairy Council, and we're always posting seasonal delicious recipes. It's a fun month to check those out and where we are in your community too.
Aaron Rich, nutrition educator, St. Louis District Dairy Council.